Let It Rip Reggie ran up to take the lead now. Page is chasing it down, so too further north. One More Party, Lonnie Knights up along the inside. Let It Rip Reggie just in front. Lonnie Knights is going to make a dive, but Reggie, Let It Rip Reggie wanted a head to Lonnie Knights. They have queued up for third, I'd say further north.
Little Rip Reggie won the fourth race there at Launceston, trained by Jimmy Taylor, who is a legend. And he's been the king of the training ranks in King Island for many a year. But unfortunately, because of the season being cut short in King Island, he's had to pack up and take a few horses to Tassie and try and win a few races. And he did just that last night at Launceston, as you just heard. And Jim joins us now here on RSN Central. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning.
How about that last night? It was a good performance by your horse to get the job done. Were you expecting that victory? He was well in the market, Reggie.
Yeah, I was hoping that he'd run well. I sort of quoted to the owners perhaps we might greet the judge last night, and that we did.
How difficult has it been this year with the season being cut short on King Island?
It was really bad for the island. Hard for the people training the horses there, and the people that have spent a lot of money, the owners, on getting them ready, and then just having the race disappear on us.
Yep. So Let It Rip Reggie is one of three horses that you're campaigning with in Tasmania at the moment. Is that right, Jim?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep.
So how many horses would you train?
On the island?
Yes.
I've got up to 10 this year to help keep the racing going over there and keep sizeable fields,
And how do you think that the racing club and racing will go after their season being cut short? Do you think it'll be bigger and better next season, or will it be a challenge to regroup and get trainers to get their horses together and go again?
I don't think it'll be any bigger or any better. I gather we'll regroup and try to survive would probably be the main thing. The racing on the island's like, it's all about King Island community and the people there. It's not about trainers or owners making money. We just hope to cover our costs. It's a very enjoyable time for people on the island. And over the last few years, there's been a lot of visitors come as well. And that's how I ended up getting Reggie, actually.
Okay, so how did you get Reggie? Tell us the story there.
Old mate Henry Guy came over. Chaps on the island have a horse that Henry trains called Mark Lavinia.
Yep.
And he came over and a few of his friends as guests with these people, and I got included in the eating at the restaurants and the touring of the island. And Henry said, I'd like to race a horse here and win the King Island Cup next year. I'll send one over. And I thought to myself, yes. Or I said to him, yeah, that'd be great. And I thought after, I think I've had 150 offers like that, but true to his word, Henry sent one over.
Yeah. And would he have won the cup?
Well, of course he would have. That's what you say now, because we didn't run it. But no, he was going very well. He's a very well performed horse for our stands on the island. Yeah.
So what does racing mean to a community like that in King Island? Because they've got the harness racing there as well, haven't they?
Yeah, the harness race on the same day. They have two events, and we try to have five. And, it all works in together. And it's just a gathering of people. Yeah, it's very important to the island. It's shared around, you know, like it's not just racing. As I said, people coming over and the accommodation, the food that's sold, you know, like the shops, things like that. Yeah, it's a bit of all-rounder.
And trackwork riders and staff, is that easy to get on the island? You might have to ride track work, Jim.
You can get owners easier than what you can get stable hands and stuff like that. But I was looked after this year, a lady that rode for me years ago. She seems to have finished having her children and decided she might like to come back and do track work. So I was very grateful for that.
Yep. How many traders on the island?
Six,
yep.
I'm up in the elder lot, and there's, I think our youngest is 50-odd year old. So
okay.
There's no children or anything coming up nowadays over there, or probably anywhere. There's not all that many youngsters getting involved.
So how long will you campaign now in Tassie, or do you go back to the island?
Oh, no, I'll just come over here for a short and sharp hit. We'll probably hopefully get three runs out of the horses, and and then the caravan beckons to go to Victoria and go back to a bit of that, what do they call it, that grey nomad business.
Yeah. why do you love living on the island, Jim?
It's like over here now. I forget to lock the car. I could head off down the street and I've got to go back and lock the car. Getting a key out to open the door of the house all the time. All this sort of stuff we don't do on the island. I suppose everything's a bit dearer there, but yeah. I suppose things like the dreaded COVID, it took that long to get there. We knew, anyone with any brains knew that it was going to get there eventually. It's just a laid-back place.
So when is the King Island Cup?
It has been for years on the 1st of January.
Yeah.
And then due to the COVID once again, we'll try to get jockeys from Tasmania, and they have their important Longford Cup on the 1st.
Yep.
So we've changed it to the 2nd.
Yep.
But this year we changed it to I think it was going to be the 22nd last Saturday.
Okay. So what kind of horse do you need for the King Island Cup?
Something that can run 1,800 metres or perhaps a really good 1,600, nearly do the job for you.
All right, then 1,800 to 1,600, what class?
We go for maidens on the island, get maiden horses. We run what they call an A to B class race.
Yep.
And then, like, so when I come here to Tasmania, or even if they went back to Victoria, if they won six races on King Island, they're still only a class one horse.
Okay.
Then you lose your maiden status.
All right, then. So, Jim, what we might try and do then, and we'll try and broadcast the show from King Island for the Cup next year, but we'll try and organise a syndicate on RSN Central, and we'll get you to train it. We won't tell Henry. We'll get a better one than Reggie. We'll get a better one than Reggie, and we'll see if we can win this Cup.
Oh, well, I don't know whether I should be training them all.
All right, then you can recommend a trainer for us then on the island.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
All right, mate. Hey, well done with Reggie.
Before I go, very grateful to Henry and his owners for sending Reggie over to the island and plus letting me bring him to Tassie. Not very often many people do things like that, but he's given me a free rein with him, so I'm quite grateful for that.
And all the owners
and all the people that helped me out. For Marion Dalco here in Tasmania, I stay at her place. She runs me and the horses wherever I've got to go. And actually done the strapping for me last night, so I'm pretty grateful for all that.
Now, good on you, Jim. When are you racing next?
9 days' time.
All right, then.
Yeah, we're going back to Launceston again. Yeah.
With Reggie? Over.
Yeah, Reggie, and I'll give the other two a run and see if they can improve for me.
Yep.
Beautiful. Yeah, so that's all we know at the moment.
All right, mate, you go and get them, Jim. It's great to catch up with you. Great to meet you, and look forward to getting to King Island next year.
All right. Have a great day, Todd.
Good on you, mate.